Welcome to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast, a podcast aimed at those that fund software development and those that work with them. In a series of short weekly podcasts, I, your host Mark Taylor, hope to educate and inform on why traditional management processes won't get you the best return on your investment. And along the way, I'll provide advice on how to improve that. Hello, and welcome back to the Better ROI from Software Development podcast. Last week, I introduced the idea of AI coding assistance, the use of large language models like ChatGPT to assist software developers. In this week's episode, I want to cover the key benefits that AI coding assistance can provide. I'll be looking at how they can help you with increased productivity, code optimization, learning and knowledge enhancement, error detection and debugging, collaboration and coding consistency, code documentation, code completion, and suggestions. Let's take each of these in turn. Increased productivity. An AI coding assistant can help automate repetitive tasks, provide code suggestions, and offer quick fixes for common errors. This accelerates development workflows and allows developers to write code more efficiently. Software development is expensive, so the longer it takes, the worse the ROI, be it cost versus benefit or missed opportunity cost. However, the fallacy of simply work faster is counterproductive. Simply trading speed for quality actually makes the ROI worse, not better. We still need to keep the good practices to produce quality, secure code. But the AI coding assistant can help the developer reduce the unnecessary toil. Code optimization. AI coding assistants often analyze code and provide suggestions for optimization. They can identify areas where code can be refactored or improved, leading to cleaner and more efficient implementations. Given the priorities we put onto software developers, making efficient software code is often pushed to one side. Unfortunately, a bit like security. In many ways, delaying optimization is correct. Computer scientist Michael A. Jackson is credited with saying, "First make it work, then make it right, finally make it fast." This quote correctly emphasizes the importance of focusing on getting the code functional before optimizing it for performance. Unfortunately, we normally incentivize our software developers to focus only on getting it functional, then moving on to the next task before making it right, let alone fast. Making the code right will reduce time taken to fix or amend the code. Making it fast will generally result in lower computing costs and happier users. Learning and knowledge enhancement. AI coding assistants can provide real-time feedback, helping developers learn best practice and coding conventions. They can also offer insights into new technologies, libraries, and frameworks, keeping developers up to date with the latest advancements in the field. I've repeated countless times how important I believe learning is to software development. Software development is a continually evolving field. It's still very much in its infancy. What could have been cutting-edge yesterday may have been superseded, maybe even multiple times since. Now, I've worked with developers who seem to have an almost clairvoyant power to know the up-to-minute changes in the industry. But most developers don't have that power, including myself. I spend more time than anyone else I know trying to keep up to date, so anything that can help is welcomed. Error detection and debugging. AI coding assistants can assist in identifying and fixing errors in code. By analysing the code base, they can catch potential bugs and offer suggestions to resolve them, saving developers time and effort in the development process. Bugs in software development are a fact of life. They are inevitable. The important thing is to catch them as close to the developer, adding them as possible. The greater distance from when the developer creates the bug and it being spotted, the greater the expense to both the reputation and the remediation. This is why activities like unit testing, peer review, and small batch sizes are so valuable. They help us to surface bugs while they are a fraction of the impact they could be otherwise. Thus, another method of spotting early can only be welcomed. Collaboration and code consistency. AI coding assistants can help maintain code consistency across a team by enforcing coding standards and style guidelines. They can also aid in collaborative coding, suggesting changes or improvements to code written by other team members. Software development is a team sport. While I've certainly worked in a rockstar environment as a team of one, it's neither healthy for the individual, the software, or the organization. In software development, the team is king. So anything that helps the team work together is a boon. Code documentation. AI coding assistants can generate documentation based on code analysis, making it easier for developers to document their code and keep it up to date. This can be particularly helpful when working on complex projects with multiple contributors. Few developers really enjoy documentation, and fewer still will insist that it is kept in line with code as it changes. And of those, most are being pushed by their organization to be doing real work. I certainly have a love-hate relationship with documentation. It can be exceptionally beneficial if done well and kept relevant. It can actually be a huge negative if it's done poorly or is out of date. And of course, it can feel like a laborious activity when you're preparing it for some future person, possibly even your future self. But it does help to provide and maintain documentation that could be helpful in large teams, for onboarding new staff, and even to remind your future self why you did what you did. Code completion and suggestions. AI coding assistants offer intelligent code completion, automatically suggesting code snippets, function signatures, and variable names based on context. This speeds up development and reduces the chance of introducing syntax errors. This saves the developer time coming out of the tools to look something up. It saves that searching on the internet and having to find the right article or documentation to help them with their work. This helps keep the developer in the zone and productive. It's another leap forward in reducing the effort needed for the developer to find the answer to a question. It may seem trivial, but let's consider this by stepping back to the start of my career and how I would have had to have done it then. If I was stuck, I'd have to down tools, I'd need to travel into town, go to the bookshop, find an appropriate book on the subject, and hope to find the answer to my question without the need to actually buy the book. Then I would have to wait until I got back to work to validate if the solution I found actually worked. So if I was stuck, I could potentially be stuck for days, or at least until I had time to go to the bookshop. The internet was obviously a great improvement on that, cutting it down to minutes or hours for research. The AI coding assistant can potentially give it to me in seconds without having to leave the development environment, limiting the impact to my cognitive flow. In this episode, I wanted to go through some of the expected benefits from AI coding assistants. I've talked about how they can help with increased productivity, code optimization, learning and knowledge enhancement, error detection and debugging, collaboration and coding consistency, code documentation, code completion and suggestions. Putting it in another context, imagine you are writing a legal contract between two parties. Without reasonable training experience, starting with a blank page will be daunting, if not unthinkable. An AI assistant could help you draft that legal contract, providing sample text, clarifying legal terms, and avoiding errors in its generation. And the word assistant is key here. And for once, Microsoft's marketing department has done a great job by using the name Copilot. The AI is here to assist, but it's still you in charge, still you writing the contract, and still the developer writing the code. As an aside, software developers are by nature a technologically advanced lot. Thus, their experience with AI assistants can be seen as a precursor for the use in many other fields. Thus, Don't expect it to be too long before Microsoft Word has that AI assistant helping you with that contract. In next week's episode, I want to look at the potential negatives of using AI coding assistants. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this podcast, and I look forward to speaking to you again next week. This podcast has been hosted by me, Mark Taylor. It has been provided by Red Folder Consultancy Limited, a consultancy that can help you achieve better return on your software development investment. You can contact them at red-folder.com or reach out to me on Twitter at @redfoldermark. If you're getting value from this series, please tell a friend and help me grow my audience.